Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 51 through 62. Now, the whole chapter 9 has got some interesting subtitles. It starts out with Jesus sending out the 12 apostles. And then later on, it talks about Peter's declaration about Jesus. And then later on, Jesus predicted his own death. And then the transfiguration. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how Jesus healed a demon-possessed boy. And then the disciples got to arguing about who was the greatest in the kingdom and then how to use the name of Jesus with things in the name of Jesus. And here we are down to verse 51, and it's talking about opposition from the Samaritans. New Living Translation says this: as the time drew near for his return to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival, but they were turned away. The people of the village refused to have anything to do with Jesus because he had resolved to go to Jerusalem. When James and John heard about it, they said to Jesus, "Lord, should we order down fire from heaven and burn them up?" But Jesus turned to them and rebuked them. So they went on to another village. And the subtitle for this last part to the end of the chapter is the cost of following Jesus. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you no matter where you go." But Jesus replied, red letter edition, "Foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no home of my own, not even a place to lay my head." And then he said to another person, "Come, be my disciple." The man agreed, but he said, "I love the butts and the ifs." But he said, "Lord, first let me return to home and bury my father." Red letter edition, Jesus replied, "Let those who are spiritually dead care for their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach the coming of the kingdom of God." And another one said, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family." But Jesus told him, "Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Those are some statements of Jesus, some of the hard sayings of Jesus. And he was very, very straightforward whenever he was ministering to people.